Hey, we are live. So here's our Ask Trev segment. And let's get right into it. We actually had a question come up on the last segment, just at the end as we finished off the session, related to YouTube and grabbing your subscribers and kind of growing that out. So I thought I would use the YouTube subscribers as the main topic for this session. Actually, Nelson, who's a business consultant and he's in network marketing, he brought this question up. And I thought I would give him some thoughts on this. And I think this could help a lot of people who are trying to build their YouTube subscriber count. So let's just use Nelson's business as an example here because he's into business consulting and marketing. So what you'd want to do right off the bat is think about keywords that are related to your business. If you're trying to build your YouTube subscriber base, you need to get really clear on what your keywords are going to be. In these keywords, you're actually going to take the keywords that you've discovered are most relevant to your business, and you're going to be adding them in quite a few of your videos. So it'll be your title. It'll be your description. It'll be your tags. So when you're uploading the video, those are the areas where you would want to maybe put your keywords in. Another area that a lot of people do not use their keywords in is the title of the actual video. When you upload your video to YouTube, make sure you're renaming it to the actual title of the video, not some hieroglyphic, because that doesn't do anything for your search results. YouTube will look at your keywords and will rank you based on, how relevant you are, but also your watch time. So how long do people actually watch your videos for? So that's another area to really consider here is, are people watching your video? And if they aren't, maybe your content isn't good enough. Maybe it's not relevant to your audience. So what you'll want to do is optimize your content so that it's relevant to the audience and it's also quality content. For instance, if you're into business consulting, Nelson, you would probably want to try to talk about ideas related to business and consulting clients and how to grow businesses and how to help people out. So you want to be really helpful with your content. And that is really critical. So the content is really important if you're going to try to build your subscriber base. And, continuing to put out consistent videos, consistency is critical. So try to have a rhythm where you're putting out videos maybe once a week at the minimum. So you want to do at least once a week for videos. Because if it's once a month, people are just not going to come back. They're not going to subscribe. It's not something they're looking forward to. But if you can, go on there and try to create videos, even if they're like 4 minutes. 4 minutes is actually a decent time, but sometimes you might go longer, that's okay. You could have anything from a couple minutes to like 4 hours if you really want to, and you can vary the content up. But having a consistent schedule that you're putting content out is really critical. I mean, if you can get a team together so you're putting out content every day, then you're ahead of the game because not many people are putting it out that often. So you're going to get ahead of the game with your niche. So Nelson, make sure you put out content on a regular basis, and that's going to help kind of build up your subscriber count. Now, it takes a while. Like it can take several months before you see anyone subscribing to your channel. Like it could take several months. So it's important that you continue to stick with your schedule and put out content, even if people aren't viewing your videos, to just continually put out content. Another way to get people engaged with what you're trying to do is maybe to do interviews. So if you're doing interviews, to create an interview and then share it. So share it with your friends, share it with the people you interviewed, like person you interviewed, make sure you share that with them because that's a great way to get them to share your content. So even after you create the content, like even if you build it, people are not going to come. You have to actually share it with your network and you have to share it with others. So that's where the sharing features really come in. Like, you could put the YouTube video on your blog, which I would recommend. You could put it on all your other social media feeds to get the video out there so that you're increasing your reach. And I see that we have another individual who's joined, Mohammed. And I'm just going to comment. He's one of our super fans, our passionate fan, Mohammed. So thanks for joining in. And yeah, I mean, that's what you want to do is continue to share and you know, try to put out varying degrees of content. Content that would captivate people. And people might be like, hey, I'm interested in this because you know, this is something that's really interesting. So continue to put out content. That's how you're going to grow your subscriber base. If you're only putting it out once every month or two, then it's going to be very difficult to get any kind of traction. Make sure that what you're talking about is actually relevant to what people would actually want to watch. So maybe look up what other business consultants are doing. What videos are actually attracting views? Like, what's out there that's captivating to the audience? So put out something that your audience would want to watch. And that's why creating an avatar around who your subscriber is actually really important. So thinking about the kind of audience you want. Maybe if they're business clients you want to go after, okay, maybe it's something educational. Maybe it's something motivational to help them with their business. Figure out what that kind of content is and put that out there. Mohammed says, yes, how are you? That's right. Great. Do you have a question? It's great to see people hopping on and commenting and watching, which is definitely great to see, because this is all business growth content that we're putting out here that I think can really help people out. So yes, consider looking up and researching what others are doing. And it's not actually a bad thing if people are doing what you're trying to do, because that means there's a market for it. It means that there's competition. It means that there's room for you to jump on and create content in your own unique way. So I think that's really important, is to consider putting out content that's unique. And don't forget about the sharing and dispersing it across your network to see, hey, let's see if we can get more people to check this out, kind of thing. Another thing to look at is, commenting. So commenting is a way to engage with others. So you could go to a business consultant's channel and look at the comments and try to answer any questions you can through there and help them out that way. So you could easily go ahead and do that. I would definitely recommend you go ahead and try to make the friendships and the relationships with the other channels, because those channels have a following already. So it would make sense to hop on and comment on those channels. Another thing to consider, I made a bunch of notes here because you gave me time to kind of prepare for it. But another thing to consider is, creating groups and communities. Like, you talk about this Facebook group about passionate entrepreneurs. So creating groups like this, that's really important, because what happens is you can now build the relationships and show that you exist and show that you're human. So if you continue to build these communities where people are watching you and checking you out, then you're going to easily get more people engaged with what you're trying to do. If you're just trying to put videos out on YouTube, it's not going to get you the reach, right? It's just not. You're going to have to continue to market the videos themselves. And, the sharing and putting it on websites and putting it on your website and then sharing your blog with others. And if you have an email list, letting people know, hey, I've got an email list, and that's really critical. I notice when people like and heart things that they kind of float across the bottom of the screen, which is really interesting. I don't know how people do this live without all these distractions, but it's really quite funny. I come from a YouTube background and regular video background, so to see hearts and likes, it's really heartwarming. So those are just some of the thoughts related to growing your YouTube subscriber base. And I really hope that you can kind of get some value out of what I said, and we can definitely talk more about it if there's any other questions. For now, I'll wrap that up. If we don't have any other questions, I just want to say thank you for everyone that tunes in and watches and we put these videos up on other social media streams so that people can digest the content any way they'd like. Thanks, Mohammed. He says it was nice, which is good. So yeah, thanks again, everyone, for tuning in.